It's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
So today, we've got a turning of the tables. We talked about an elephant used to execute, and now we're going to talk about an elephant who was executed. This is the story of an elephant named Mary. She was born in 1894 and died September 13th, 1916. So she was aged 21 to 22. They didn't know her exact birthday, I suppose, which kind of makes sense. Also, she could play musical instruments and pitch baseballs. She was five short tons. I don't know what that means, but 4,500 kilograms and was 11 feet, 9 inches tall. So here's what happened. September 11th, 1916, a homeless man, this guy, Red Eldridge, is about to have his 9/11. A homeless man named Red Eldridge, who landed a job as a transient hotel clerk, was hired as an assistant elephant trainer by the Sparks world-famous show Circus. He was killed by Mary in Sullivan County, Tennessee, on the evening of September 12th. Eldridge led the elephant parade, although he was not qualified, riding on the top of Mary's back. Mary was the star of the show and walking at the front. Now, I think this is interesting that it's like, you're a transient hotel clerk, and you're just like, you know, I'm going to take a job being at the circus, and they're like, well, you seem uniquely qualified to lead the elephant parade. There have been several accounts of his death. One recounted by W.H. Coleman, who claimed to be a witness, is that he prodded her behind the ear with a hook after she reached down to nibble on a watermelon rind. She went into a rage, snatched Eldridge with her trunk, threw him against a drink stand, and stepped on his head, crushing it. A contemporary newspaper account from the Johnson City staff said that Mary collided its trunk vice-like about Eldridge's body, lifted him 10 feet in the air, then dashed him with a fury to the ground, and with the full force of her beastly fury is said to have sunk her giant tusks entirely through his body. The animal then trampled the dying form of Eldridge as if seeking a murderous triumph, then with a sudden swing of her massive foot hurled his body into the crowd. That one sounds a little more embellished, if you ask me. So let me get this straight. She lifted him 10 feet in the air, then smashed him on the ground, and then sunk her tusks through his body, and then trampled the dying form of him, and then swung her massive foot and kicked him into the crowd. So here's the bad news. Most accounts indicate that she calmed down after the incident and did not charge the onlookers, who began chanting, "Kill the elephant! Let's kill it!" Catchy one. They didn't really got the rhythm of of these things down, I suppose, yet. But whatever. Within minutes, local blacksmith Henry Hench Cox tried to kill Mary, firing 5 rounds with little effect. Pow, 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 and he's like, this is not working. All right. Meanwhile, the leaders of several nearby towns threatened not to allow the circus to visit if Mary was included. The circus owner, Charlie Sparks, reluctantly decided that the only way to quickly resolve the potentially ruinous situation was to kill the wounded elephant in public. Now, this is a film, right? He's got to make that decision. He's like, it's the only thing I can do. Got to keep the circus. This circus has been in my family for five weeks, which in circus terms is a long time. Consider it. We hired some rando to just fucking lead the elephants around. On the following day, a foggy and rainy September 13th, 1916, Mary was transported by rail to Unicoi County, Tennessee, where a crowd of over 2,500 people, including most of the town's children, assembled in the Clinchfield Railroad Yard. The elephant was hanged by the neck from a rail car mounted industrial derrick between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock that afternoon. The first attempt resulted in a snapped chain causing Mary to fall and break her hip as dozens of children fled in terror. The severely wounded elephant died during a second attempt and was buried beside the tracks. A veterinarian examined Mary after the hanging and determined that she had a severely infected tooth in the precise spot where Red Eldridge had prodded her. The authenticity of a widely distributed and heavily retouched photo of her death was disputed years later. Because there's this photo that's supposedly of it, but it kind of looks like a early Photoshop kind of thing. But there you go. Isn't that kind of fucked up? I got to say that was fucked up. It's weird that, you know, they killed this elephant. They just kind of like, I don't know. The elephant killed some dude. And then they're like, well, there's only one thing for it. Clearly, this elephant is mad with power. Everyone's like, well, don't bring that elephant to our town. But then, like, I suppose in 1916, how do you execute an elephant? Really? I mean, what is the method here? Doesn't seem like there'd be a great method. But, hey, what are you going to do? You break her hip and then you fucking hang her. And then what do you do with that corpse? Let those kids go to town. Fill her up with candy and they get their piñata sticks and they really get to work, huh? Seems like the right thing to do. Seems like the only right way to handle it.